We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number 3 of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 17th of July, 2010, and we're visiting with Mark Grace, and we have a phone call right now. Mark, let's go ahead and go to Texas and take John. By the way, folks, the number is 800-313-9443 if you'd like to jump on board and join the conversation. That's 800-313-9443, and John, thanks for holding on.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
This is a very interesting conversation today, but I just got woken up to what he's talking about. I'd say about 6 months ago, I've been reading several books, and a gentleman actually out in Texas, we've been studying together, and now I can't even sleep. You can't go anywhere without seeing the symbol, the symbolism. I actually started studying with the gentleman just because I didn't believe him. And as I started researching more and more and more, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's everywhere, from your shirt logos to going into different institutions, YMCA, for example. Just everywhere you go. I'd like to ask him, is there any more additional websites I can go to, or any more really in-depth books to really get and research, because they may destroy them all before this is all over. Then we won't have any way of really knowing what's truly, how they truly think.
Okay, Mark, research tools?
John, yeah. The best thing I can tell you to do, you're luckier than I am. I did this all on my own. You at least have someone that you're sharing this information back and forth. Pick up William Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse, but read his Majesty 12 document. It's one word, and you can, if you have a pen, it's at www.williamcooper.com/majestyt.htm. And that's where I started. Behold a Pale Horse. If you want to get into this, you know, into what I'm talking about here today, and it ties into Rex 84, which I'm sure you've probably heard of, or in your research, pick up Behold a Pale Horse, $25. Pick up Manly P. Hall's Secret Teachings of All Ages, because that will take you into the true root behind Masonry, behind the Rosicrucian, and it talks about the witchcraft. Basically, it's a book that goes, it's a history of who's of witchcraft. Bacon, Pythagoras, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates. And then pick up a book that was released on September 11th called Germs, Biological Weapons and America's Secret War by Judith Miller, Stephen Engelbert, and William Broad. Those three books will go for a total of probably $55-$60, and you will read.
Okay, hold it right there, guys. Well, let's go ahead and hold you over the break there, John. Stay with us, folks. So we're visiting with Mark Grace. We'll be back in a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back. This is Govern America. We're visiting with Mark Grace, and we have John in Texas on the line. And Mark, I don't know if you finished what you were saying there. You were giving recommendations to John about some of the things that he can do to help further his studies.
Yeah. The first thing that helped me along the lines was reading a writing that there was a guest of Chris Gerner's radio program back in early 2002. It's called Slavery in the Eight Veils, and it's a far better read than reading The Allegory of the Cave, but that's another writing. But there's a saying, it's a quote, you know, I might garble it a little bit, but in order to see God, which is in fact seeking truth, one must seek it free of the opinions of others. You can't let other people drag you down and pull you away from what your heart and prayer will aid you as well, because there's nothing really that can, you know, physically put an arm around your shoulder, you know, and say it's okay to look at this and it's okay to know these things, but it pulls you away and it leads one to isolation, and you gotta try and stay out of it. You gotta try and have fun once in a while. If you swing the golf clubs or you throw a frisbee, you have to try and find joy that's still in this world. And I think there's a degree of suffering. I think me personally being a Christian believer and God being Jesus Christ, and Christ suffered. So I think it would be silly and belittling to think that I wouldn't have to suffer as well. But as far as research, you know, like I mentioned, Behold a Pale Horse, and William Cooper's writings, and go to, you can pick up his old radio program. And if you want to get into deep into the heart of this mystery, check out his Mystery Babylon series that, you can purchase on their website. Okay. And, as far as internet, you know, there's a user 111truth111. You know, I can't, for the websites, there might be disinfo. People don't know about disinfo, and I know for a fact that if you're in Texas, Alex Jones is a disinfo agent. And William Cooper's ninth to last radio broadcast was entitled Alex Jones Liar. So there's a website, on YouTube, a user called Labyrinth of Truth, who's got a great series. And just if you want to check out one in particular, check out, you're going to have to Google this one because YouTube won't show it, but it's Labyrinth of Truth Part 25. And it deals with the Rex 84 that I first saw mentioned in William Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse. And then it ties into Department of State Publication 7277, Peaceable Disarmament. And as we were coming into look into the secret society, if you can find a copy of Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma, there's a statue of Albert Pike in front of the Justice Department. He's buried like a communist dictator in the House of the Temple, which sits directly 13 blocks directly north of the White House. 13 we never touched on.
Yeah, let's touch on that one.
13 is the number of the Illuminati, or the Illuminati is basically just a word that means illumined or awoken. And that ties into the Guyana Society in France, which was a secret society, the Alumbrados, wasn't it Loyola, who was head of the Jesuit order? Wasn't it Loyola? He was head of the Spanish Alumbrados, and he went in on his knees in the Pope during the Inquisition, and he walked out as a head of the Jesuit order, who's gone on to foment death and rebellion and everything that's going, and genocide wherever they're like another extension of the United Nations. 13, just on the back of the dollar bill, you have 13 levels, layers in the pyramid. You have 13 letters in Annuit Coeptus, which means announcing the conception, and below it says Novus Ordo Seclorum, New World Order. On the other side, you have 13 letters in E Pluribus Unum, and this, we're talking about the reverse side of the back of the dollar bill, the reverse side of the dollar bill. You have 13 arrows, 13 leaves, 13 berries. There's just 13s everywhere, and it's mind control. It's programming. There's proofs of mind control out there. William Cooper's website shows a patent. The United States won't put out a patent unless it does exactly what it says. And in the late 70s, I believe the first patent came out that could alter brain waves. So imagine what they've been able to do in 40 years.
Mark, I want to interrupt you there for just a moment, because playing devil's advocate for a moment, and I hate to say that.
We've got enough advocates.
in the context that we're talking about today.
Right.
But, you know, the average person might say, well, you know, the reason why there's so many 13s on the back of the dollar bill is because we have 13 original colonies in the United States. And that's representative of that. What would you say to that? Does that speak to, I mean, which came first, I guess, the chicken or the egg? I mean,
It was a mason. You know, it was the serpent in the garden offering the apple. Intellect. Ye shall be as gods, and that's the New Age movement pushing. Ye shall be as gods. No, in order to understand what I'm talking about, what John's getting through and starting to realize, it's something that we're dealing with, a 6,000 years of secret history. A secret religion.
Mm-hmm.
And these people that take these oaths, take blood oaths on painful death, they will lie to their mother, their clergyman, their wife, their daughter, their child, they will lie to anybody. And they do. And for anybody that, just look into it. I mean, anybody that passes that off that's just the group think sheeple mentality. Where everybody has about, you try to bring up anything of a significance in society that only, you know, you're only allowed to show emotion at a sporting event, damn near. You show car crashes and that sort of thing on the news, but you won't, you know, going to a hospital and show the, you know, all the new babies that were born. That's, you know, the culture of death.
Yeah.
And, but to anybody who needs to look at this, look into a little numerology. You know, read a book. You know, think for yourself. Unplug from the regular mechanism where you get your information and try using your brain, because it's a muscle.
Yeah, and many of our founding fathers, it's important to point out, were Freemasons.
Yeah, they were Rosicrucians. They were all of our founding fathers were Masons. And people like their ilk, like Ben Franklin, who were a Rosicrucian, and, you know, they I remember hearing a story about when they redid or renovated his old house, they dug up, you know, bones of young children, at least six bones, skeletons, if not more. This is child sacrifice. This is Joan Baez's song, Play Me Backwards. This is, there's a whole aspect of how it's been inculcated into our system to pass all of things off. After 9/11, George Bush used the term, let anybody question the official story, and outrageous conspiracy theories, and then he quickly tied it into racial hatred, and then quickly tied it into something else. And if you want to talk about racial hatred, when you were going to the last break, the Lucifer Publishing,
mm-hmm.
started by Alice Bailey.
Yes.
She basically took over the Theosophical Society after Madame Blavatsky. Madame Blavatsky was made a Mason. She and Aleister Crowley tutored Hitler in his occult knowledge,
mm-hmm.
just like other philosophers were the minds and the Merlins, if you will, behind other leaders, or the Rasputins behind other leaders.
You know, if memory serves me correctly, Mark, I believe, and I know we have a bunch of calls piling up here, and we will get to you folks, just hang with me. But, you know, regarding the Lucifer Publishing Company, that became Lucis Trust.
Lucis Trust.
Yeah, because nobody wanted to buy anything from Lucifer Publishing. But my understanding was Lucis Trust actually was the official publishing house of the United Nations.
It is the only religious affiliation with the United Nations, and they have a meditation room that you can view. It's got a giant square. Masons say that they're on the square, or that I've been around the block. This is how they communicate in secret in language. If it's secret handshakes or body positions, like the Cornholio and Beavis and Butthead for the younger people,
mm-hmm.
with both arms out and at a square, that's the Cornholio. That's another Mike Judge. In Beavis and Butthead, black and white checkered tiles, they had an episode, Mike Judge had a Beavis and Butthead episode that was entitled Madame Blavatsky. They're in this room, the meditation room, the only religious affiliation with the United Nations. And by the way, the United Nations flag is the flag for international Freemasonry. That's where it came from. That Aryan blue with the regionalized world, which the world is really run regionally now. But
it looks an awful lot like a bullseye, by the way. It looks like the whole world's being targeted, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, like the IAO with the all-seeing eye casting a beam down on the Earth that came out after September 11th. Yeah, it's the all-seeing eye. You see that everywhere. You know, I see the double cross everywhere, like the American Lung Association.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the vertical line with two horizontal lines. Well, compare that with Anton LaVey's Satanic Bible. And it's in there. Or compare it to the Nabisco logo, because it's right there. Or when you watch movies now, you're always going to see that double cross in the background, whether it's on the window or a shadow. And using the all-seeing eye in The Matrix, the first scene when the character Trinity gets busted by the police and she puts her hand above her head, the shadow on the background, the hands above the head with the light in the background, it looks and appears the shadow cast as an eye upon the wall. The indoctrination is stupid. It's so
thorough.
It's
no that's the thing. You got the CBS logo.
The all-seeing eye right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all these. You know, the peacock is a symbol of the sun. You know, the Playboy with the bunny rabbit. The ears represent horns, representing the bunny, representing fertility, Nefertiti. You know, the moon goddess Diana, because they believe. In the whole tradition in Masonic fraternity, it's broken up into Isis, Osiris, and Horus.
Okay, hold it right there. Folks, I promise we will get to the phone lines after the break. 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Mark Grace, and we'll be back in a moment.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. By the way, the website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. And, Mark, do you have an email address that people can contact you?
I do. It's just a Hotmail one. Eventually, I'll be getting a website up here soon, but it's GOTM_DJ, and it's an acronym for Grace Against the Machine Disc Jockey. So GATM_DJ@hotmail.com.
Okay, very good. All right, and we'll repeat that throughout the show. And we haven't forgotten our original topic, Morgellons. We will get back to that. But right now I want to knock out some phone calls because the callers are piling up. Let's go to New York and talk to Michael. Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Darren. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Mark, you know quite a bit. You put a lot together. But I just got to clarify a few things. And this information, unfortunately, you can't put together unless you acquire it direct. Yes, they consider us profane because people are ignorant. And Jesus also taught his disciples that, too. And when the disciples learned the secrets, what is known as the kingdom of heaven in his terminology, he told them, do not cast pearls unto swine, for they shall trample underfoot. Now, the difference is, the good Lord and the Almighty, knowing that the people are sheeple and are ignorant, though they have eyes they cannot see, though they have ears they cannot hear, he has compassion on them, where the devils do not. The devils want to see them all suffering and misery and dead. But the Lord wants them all to have life abundantly. Now, the number 13 is not a bad number. The Illuminati do not own the number. The devils are counterfeiters of everything that God does. That's what they do. They counterfeit, just like with the money supply. They counterfeit everything. The Freemasons, the Founding Fathers Freemasons, were they bad? They created the Constitutional Republic. The supernatural powers that protected George Washington and the Revolutionary Army during the Revolution with the supernatural fogs and all that activity. Was that Lucifer or was that God? Of course, that was God.
The Founding Fathers broke away from the Empire. Michael? Let's give him a chance to respond to some of that, okay?
Sure.
Mark, what do you think of that? You know, the Founding Fathers, certainly the Constitution came along, set up the foundation of our country. You know, that couldn't be all bad, could it?
Well, no, but these people, like we were talking about, I believe that we're dealing with spirits. And as far as Jesus, as quote, Jesus said, "And nothing have I said in secret," okay? It's about the parable of the candle under the bed. You know, that's you don't do that.
Now, Mark, that's not quite true with Jesus saying that. Okay, the light you can't put a light under the bed, but you can't get to. It's easier for a camel to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Or a camel to get
through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to get to the kingdom of heaven, okay? That's what he said, okay?
But the Founding Fathers,
because there's a lot of people saying, well, they were Freemasons and they were part of the New World Order, which is the old world order.
They were.
Now, they broke away from the old world order.
Okay, you guys are...
In becoming Masons, they all took oaths. Whether they knowingly knew it was Lucifer or not... They were the fools, and all these people that join this fraternity are fools because they join a house with secrets. Only the people at the upper level know the true plan of what's going on. The number 13 is symbolic with Knights Templar and Freemasonry because that's 1307, October 13, 1307 is when they rounded up the Knights Templars. That was the first October surprise, and we've had many since then. And I think something to be leery about in numerology this October is the fact that in numerology, Babylonian numerology is base 6, so 6 equals 10. So this year you have 10, 10, 10 coming up, which is 666 in Babylonian numerology. Just like the Roman numerals at the base of the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill can be broken up. The first three, second three, and the last three can be broken up to add up to 666 as well.
Okay,
you're
extrapolating a little bit with 6 equaling 10. They're totally different numeric systems.
But not to the mystery schools. And if you haven't studied that, that's why, you know, people can still try to defend our Founding Fathers. The Founding Fathers gave us the Constitution because they knew human behavior far better than we do now. And they knew that that if they gave us a republic, that it was a great experiment to see if we could be free or not. And instead, exactly the case, we are losing it because they put in place in the Constitution a means to infiltrate and worm around it like a virus or a bacteria to get into it. All of our Founding Fathers were Freemasons. Most of them were probably, in fact, Illuminati. Okay? They worship Lucifer, and there's no...
Freemasonry existed before the Illuminati with Adam Weishaupt in 1776, okay? Freemasonry was way older than that. Now, you got to understand, what is Freemasonry? It was a school system. There weren't schools, you know. There's no such thing as public school. Well, hold on. There's no such thing as public schools until modern times. All schools were private. And the only people that had the luxury of time to go to school were those that could afford luxury time. Everybody else had to work 24/7 just for food and a roof over their head. So the Founding Fathers, for the most part, they got their schooling on their spare time that they created themselves. And now Freemasonry got infiltrated like all school systems did.
I got to move on here because we're short on time here, and I got a bunch of calls. Appreciate the call, though. Very stimulating topic. Let's move on, and we'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're back. Our guest is Mark Grace, and I just want to say this here. You know, I think we can all disagree, and you know, we can have a friendly discussion. I just want to make it clear. I think really the whole purpose for this program today is we're all in a pursuit for the truth, and I really think that that's what it all boils down to. You know, there's a lot of secret mysteries and secret things, symbolism and everything, but you know, all of this has meaning to the other side. And you know, Mark, when we talk about the country, I've long tried to reconcile the fact that we have our founding fathers, as they're called, being the orchestrators of what has become, you know, in recent years, the best government, the best form of government I think, you know, probably this world has ever seen. And yet we know the Constitution is not perfect. There are flaws that were built into the system. You know, and I think you know, we all have to probably keep an open mind to the reality that we've perhaps been betrayed by our founding fathers, and maybe that America has really been built up to be destroyed eventually. Maybe it served a purpose for the Luciferians, and after that purpose has passed, they are now in the process of trying to destroy what they built. I mean, what is your thought on that?
Well, Masons are called the destroyers, okay? And Ben Franklin wasn't actually one of our, you know, he's considered one of our founding fathers, but he didn't sign the Declaration of Independence. Coming out of the, I believe it was the Congressional Convention, a reporter asked Ben Franklin, "What have ye wrought?" And he said, and he replied, "A republic, if you can keep it."
If you can keep it.
Yes.
That's right.
So, and if you look into Freemasonry, it stems. You have to follow it back to the Knights Templar. You have to follow it back to the Priory of Sion. And from there, you can trace it back to the Ishmaelis and the Assassins. And from there, it goes to the Babylonian priests, the Magi, which is symbolic in the Star Wars, episodes where they return of the Jedi. And Christianity is represented by the Dark Star, and they blow it up. You know, that's how they portray everything. And as far as Freemasonry, Albert Pike is considered the greatest. You know, he's entombed in the House of the Temple. There's a statue facing the Justice Department. He started the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan and started, they foment revolution. They went from Babylon, they built it, and then they tore it down, and then they moved to Egypt. They built it up and tore it down. Only the names have changed to protect the guilty, the mystery schools. Then they went on to Greece and Rome, then they went up to Britain. Now they set up their power. The Illuminati's power structure is set up, and you can find where they are by the obelisk. You have basically it's trifold. You have the church, the state, and the mob, which they represent as ignorance, superstition, and fear. The church headquarters are at the Vatican, the former Roman circus where they used to throw Christians to the lions, is now in the centerpiece is a giant obelisk that the Pope comes out and actually looks at. The Roman Empire only changed form because they had to, because Christianity was so strong and the faith was so widespread that Constantine, a sun worshiper, had to convert, and that's where the whole Vaticanization. That's the religious center of the New World Order. The military center of the New World Order is in Washington D.C., and you find the Washington Monument, another Masonic obelisk representing a symbol of light, the symbol of phallus, or the phallus of Nimrod or Osiris. Nimrod was cut up into 7 pieces. And Osiris was cut up into 14. Neither the last member couldn't be found by Semiramis or Isis, and it was the phallus. The monetary arm, the financial arm, is in I believe London and Greenwich, right? Greenwich,
mm-hmm.
and they have an obelisk there. So there's your power center. You've got control of people, and also in London is the Tavistock Institute, and that takes you into a whole realm of mind control, and basically where most of the music and entertainment comes from in this country. It stems out of there, and they have their American arm at Stanford University.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Dan in Kentucky. Dan, good morning.
Hi, Taryn.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, Taryn, great show as always. Mark, thank you for all your research. And people were calling in with suggestions to get up to speed on Republic. Also, there's cuttingthroughthematrix.com on weeknights at 8
yes.
or 7 Central, Alan Watt, and he has 3 books that are really good, Mark. I think you'd like them too. He said, for example, that Aleister Crowley went to South America to get Masonic initiations from Native American chiefs that were higher up than he is, and that Genesis is Genesis, and the movie Eyes Wide Shut has a lot of symbolism in the street signs and so forth. And I wanted to thank you for all your research, because you're right, Darren. The enemy of our enemy is our friend, but we're all friends because we're all searching for truth, and they've marketed everything so that everybody has a different brand to follow. And the yes. Christian theologian C.S. Lewis said that you have to add a little truth to make the lie stronger, and Lucifer's the father of lies, so the Constitution and things have to have some good things in it, or they wouldn't have food to feed off as they parasite us. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you said, you know, they bring, they're tearing things down now, and they're building all these super cities in Central Asia and China, and so the Illuminati are moving along, and we can stop them, because if we aren't allow ourselves to be parasites, they can't win. And I wanted to thank you for all your hard work.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. Mark, did you want to say anything before we go to the next call?
Yeah, Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. There's a, I don't know how exactly you feel about C.S. Lewis, but his Masonic ties and the writings. Read his book entitled That Hideous Strength. It sounds like it's a combination of 1984, The Secret Establishment, a book that was written about the Skull and Bones. It ties in, that Hideous Strength ties in into Skull and Bones and the secret societies. And C.S. Lewis, I believe, was a Masonic author. And one thing in my research, I did some listening to Alan Watts' information, and I did like it. But I have to let you know that I've come across information that he's involved in this whole Zeitgeist movement, or he has associations with people that are associated. And there are disinfos everywhere. The key thing in researching all this is that for true disinformation to work, that it has to be about 90% accurate. Doesn't matter where they get people off the truth, as long as they don't make it to that, follow that supposed golden road to the truth. And, I've looked through the Cutting the Matrix, but there is information about Alan Watts that I would look at. Stanley Kubrick, who filmed 2001 The Space Odyssey for Arthur C. Clarke, he was murdered during the filming of that movie, and they brought somebody else in because there were certain scenes that he didn't want to take out. And I don't know if you're aware of that, but Stanley Kubrick also has ties into what's mentioned in William Cooper's book, which my research has been taking me more and more, and that's the Project Lucifer, where they're trying to create a starseed so that at the end of 2001 you see that child floating around in space. That's not an alien, and they worship a monolith, which is another arch or phallic logo, but that's the creation of a starseed. And in the sequel, 2010, they're told on their way to Saturn to check out a black spot on Jupiter. Well, a black spot did show up, and when they crashed the Galileo satellite that contained like 11.4 pounds or whatever of plutonium. They tried to ignite the atmosphere, and it was a test. And I believe that's what William Cooper mentioned, and I think that's what's depicted in that film, is that attempts are, because it's called Caprini, I believe that it's called, where they're going to crash that satellite into Saturn in the hopes of creating a new star, because the Masons base their calendar on a Lucifer, A-L. And on Masonic dedicated buildings, you'll see the A-L, where they have the calendar of 4,000 years. So in the Masonic calendar right now, we're in 6,010, because you have 4,000 years to the Christian calendar. So there's these plans, and it sounds outlandish, but these people believe that they are God. And they are magicians, manipulators of nature.
Yep.
So if they can, like, you know, the Morgellons, they can create these viruses in a lab at Fort Detrick, Maryland, create an AIDS virus and put it out in vaccines, then it's not outside the realm of a plausibility that they can actually try and create a new star. And look at the movies in recent years, Solaris, Sunshine, Generations, the Star Trek Generations, Star Trek, they all have planets blowing up, and generally there's a creation of a new star. End of 2010, you see the sequel to 2001, you see a sky with two suns. In the first Star Wars with Luke, he comes out and he looks at the sky, and there's two suns. And this is sun worship. Why, a car company just came out called Scion, and there's a car company called Saturn. And then to go into the Luciferian occult, one thing that I kind of, in my own thinking, is that if they're trying to blow up Saturn, Saturn is representational of Saturday. So they literally are going to go beyond what the Pope did in changing the fourth commandment from remember the Sabbath, which means Saturday in Hebrew, and keep it holy. And they're going to try and blow it up and give us their New Age Christ, which they turned Jesus Christ in modern religion, in modern Christianity, they've turned him into the sun deity. And that's why it's said that in the evening or in the morning, you can look upon the water and the sun's reflection on the water and see Christ walking on the water. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad, Don, that you're down there in Montucky using your brain. I'm in Montana, but I call it Montucky out of a loving way. It's not, I don't mean it to be disparaging when I call my state, Montucky.
Let's go back to the phone lines, and let's go to line 4 and talk to Harley in Indiana. Harley, go right ahead.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
I was going to comment about a couple books that are really out there that are excellent on the occult.
Mm-hmm.
One is called The Trail of the Serpent and Light Bearers of Darkness, and they're both by Inquire Within. They delve into Aleister Crowley and the powers that be, and then, of course, Nesta Webster, around 1900s, wrote World Revolution and Secret Societies and Subversive Movements. They are both excellent, and she has a whole slew of books that she's written. And, of course, there's references she uses that you can go further and look even deeper.
All right.
And on the number 13 colonies, you know, originally there was 15 colonies. There was Providence Plantation and Sussex on the Delaware also at the first meeting. So that's interesting that there's only 13, and 13 is an occult number.
That's the significance of it. It's the number of Lucifer, chaos, death, destruction, rebellion, revolution, the communist dream, revolution, bringing about revolution, revolution, revolution. That's how they change. That's why America has never stopped the United States, lowercase United, capital States, lowercase America, have been fooled into this perpetual war where a man told me up in Kalispell, Kali spell, more esoteric symbolism there, the spell of Kali, that if you're standing on the edge of a cliff, a step backwards is progress. Well, with this perpetual war, presidential orders that can put us to war without going to Congress, you know, we've lost our republic because nobody knows that we are the government. And we've almost lost because, you know, except for venues like the one we're on, we've lost the freedom of speech. That's why it's so important to know that the next terrorist attack is going to involve going after the guns, just like Waco, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City. They're going to demonize and go out and find the Joint Terrorism Task Force flyer that FBI was putting out to police.
Yeah, we got it on the website. We actually got that on the website.
Was that from KeepingBareArms.com?
I'm not sure what the original source was, but we don't have that particular one. We have something very similar to that.
Yeah, William Cooper was murdered for pretty much exposing that and the CIA's involvement, because he was murdered right on the 5th of November. And they all never forget.
We have other calls, and I want to get to them if we can as well. But
I'd like to
that,
make
I
want to
make sure that we have enough. I want to make sure we have enough time to talk about Morgellons, which is what you came on for.
Say real quick that Washington, D.C. was donated back in the 1790s by a Luciferian Satanist, and that the roads in Washington, D.C. are also designed into satanic symbols, the Luciferian symbols.
Square and compass, the bunny representing Nefertiti. The inverted pentagon with the heart right at the bottom point, the Baphomet, the goat head, right at the White House, 13, you know, and then, or the Capitol, and then the White House, and then directly north, which is symbolic in the Bible of God sitting in the house of the north, and why I don't believe anybody sits in the north in a Masonic lodge. You'll also see that. Yeah. It was completely set up, and Washington D.C. is actually known as it's the District of Columbia. It's a corporation. And what they go by on lawyer speak is that in 1861, when the states left they have not reconvened under the premise that they left in 1861. So by all rights, the winner, the North, became, under maritime law, became ruler of the state, or of the states rather than individual states. It became a federal entity, and you cannot sign contracts with a corporation, and that's why they send everything to us in our capital letter the way they spell us, and we never sign anything with them. So it gets into lawyer speak and a bunch of writings that people don't know. William Cooper said we have to be eternally vigilant if we want to be free, and that's what they knew, and the founding fathers and Ben Franklin all knew, that we would give up our freedom for peace and security. When they speak of peace and security, total destruction. It's a Bob Marley lyric, and it's also in the Bible.
Yeah, it's like I like to say, enforcing peace at the barrel of a gun.
Peace, by the, all the communists throughout history, especially in the Soviet model, peace is the end of all opposition. And that's something to be aware of when they speak about peace. Because they always
lack
say
of the ability.
Yeah, more and more blood is spilt. You know, mm-hmm. blood is fed into the ground.
Okay, I'm getting an email here from Melody in Colorado. About 20 minutes ago, a friend of mine called. Her sister called her from California and said it had just been announced that Governor Schwarzenegger had called out the California National Guard for immediate deployment to the border. Apparently, 12 killed in shootout in Mexico border city. This is something that's developing right now. Hopefully, we'll have more information later on, although the show's almost over. Mark, we got to take another break here. A couple of callers dropped. When we come back, I want you to talk about Morgellons, okay? Folks, time just flew by today. We have to take another break here, but this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Our guest is Mark Grace. His email is GATM_DJ@yahoo.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we're back. I want to hit the ground running here. Once again, that email address for Mark Grace is GATM_DJ@yahoo.com. And I want to apologize to John in Tennessee and Janon in Texas, who both were on the line earlier. We weren't able to, we ended up running out of time. Mark, tell us about Morgellons disease. You acquired this around 2000, right?
I first started noticing. I want to say first that it's at hotmail.com.
Oh, it's Hotmail. I'm sorry.
Hotmail. GATM_DJ@hotmail.com.
Okay.
The first signs I saw were in January of 2000. I found these red spots in between my navel and my groin. And they weren't like bumps or anything. They were there for a while, but at the time I started getting really bad itching. I mean, I would like, especially at night and after a shower, would activate this itching sensation. Like I couldn't sleep. And I went to a doctor first time and they just said bed bugs and told me to wash my linens and that sort of thing. And, eventually a year later, while I was researching, you know, doing William Cooper research in 9/11, I was listening to a song called The Gas by the Flaming Lips. They have an album called The Clouds Taste Metallic, and it's got pictures of chemtrails on the background. The South Bulletin has multiple songs that describe bugs and that sort of thing, like Pearl Jam song Bugs, or the band Floater called Crawl Into You. That's the psychological aspect. And it got to a point where I sent a girlfriend away. We weren't getting along that great, but I sent her away because I didn't know what this was, but I knew it was something. It kept me from getting together with the person that I thought was my soulmate, a girl in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. So the only thing, you know, I would just sit and I would itch and I would read, and the only thing I could do is stay up for days at a time. Plus, that was right after, a year later after my wake up, and I'm living in Whitefish after being up in Fairbanks, which ties into the chapter 6 of William Cooper's book that basically ties all my research and Morgellons all into one, can be put into one chapter, the FEMA FM 4079, or HR 4079, but chapter 6 of William Cooper's book. And it got to a point where I knew what it was. I knew it was bothering me. Something went on. The story quickly comes about where I was getting hairs. I was getting these marks that are similar to, in the Matrix, Neo, when he gets unplugged. The marks of Morgellons look like those marks where the cords came out. And something about the Matrix, the little bug that went into his navel, that looks, if under a microscope, that's what these Morgellon fibers look like. And a hip-hop band, RJD2, the cover of the Since We Last Spoke, has a cover of what looks like microscopic Morgellons. A woman by the name of Pepper Wilson, who I love, and she's sick right now, I mentioned, she mentioned Morgellons and pulled out some articles from 2006 and 2008. The 2006 said there were thousands of people in three states on the West Coast that had it. And then it went on in the article, you're always going to, any article, anybody that looks into this, they're going to come across the word delusional parasitosis. It's a physical condition. I have marks, and I've been documenting what's going on with my system, with my body, the marks and lesions on it, and I'll eventually put that on a website. But they bring in psychiatrists to come in and deal with this, which it makes no sense. And,
basically, they're saying you're crazy, right?
Yeah. They're telling me, and this goes into chapter 6, we're conditioning the people. I went to the doctor in Alaska. They said it was just bed bugs, and that was in 2001. Well, I didn't go to another doctor because they looked like I was crazy, and no doctor has ever taken a sample. In spring of 2000, or in early 2009, I went to a Partnership Health here in Missoula because I'd been laid off, and I was workman's comp. And I went in and I showed my symptoms to my one doctor. They gave me 5% permethrin and told me to come back in a month.
Okay, we're out of time, Mark, but we will bring you back and have you finish the story. Folks, we are out of time. Stay tuned for Phil Posderick. We'll be back. With recent internet.